Shalom, today's daf yomi is Yuma daf Ayin Beis, Yuma 72. In this beautiful daf, the Gemara is discussing a lot of the symbolism and meaning behind the different parts and utensils of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle in the wilderness. So in that context, on the bottom of 72a, the Gemara cites a statement from Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina. So says, Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, my dechsev, what do we do with the fact that the verse states in Exodus chapter 26, verse 15, you shall make boards for the Mishkan, beams for the Mishkan. They should be atze shitim omdim. They should be shitim wood, a type of wood that was found in the wilderness. Omdim, that is standing, meaning to say that from these beams you should make the walls to hold up the Mishkan. So why are they called omdim? Why are they called standing? Meaning to say, obviously you're supposed to put these beams up standing to hold up the walls of the Mishkan, and you shouldn't put them lying down. So what's the Gemara's question? Why does it say omdim? Why does it say that they should be standing? So the Gemara gives several explanations for this. One explanation is that it means to say, she'omdim derech gedilas, and that when you put up these beams in the Mishkan to hold the Mishkan up, that you have to put them in the way that they grow, meaning to say the bottom part, which grows from the bottom, that part should be below, and the top part, which grows up, should be above. That's the explanation. And so the Gemara in Sukkah, actually, Mem Hei Amaveis 45b, learns from here that all the mitzvos, like, for example, Lulav and Esrog, you only fulfill your obligation with them derech gedilasam, only in the normal way they grow, meaning the top, Rosham Lamala, Uzunavam, that the top is above and the tail is below. So too we know by a mezuzah, if the mezuzah is upside down, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. This is one explanation of the word omdim. So, badavar acher, another explanation, what does omdim mean? Shemamidin es tzipuyan, that the beams hold up the gold that was covering them. These beams were gold-plated, and so therefore the beams are supposed to hold up the gold that's covering them up. Meaning to say that they put golden nails that keeps the gold cover attached, and so that's very thin, and so they wouldn't be able to stand by itself. So they have to put it on the wooden beams, and that's what holds it up. Then the Gemara gives a third explanation. Davar Acher, what is a third explanation? Omdim, what does Omdim mean? Shema Tomar, maybe you're going to say that when the Ohel Moed is going to, when the Mishkan is going to be placed away and hidden, and so too the beams will also be hidden. Like the Gemara tells us in Sota Tes Amud Alpha 9a, that when the first temple was built, the Ohel Moed, the tabernacle, was nignaz, it was hidden away, and so therefore, so also not only was the sanctuary, but also Kirashav, Brichav, Amudav, Adonav, also the planks and its pillars and the hooks, everything was nignaz, was hidden away. So maybe at that moment, the beams are going to say Avad Sivran Ubat El Sikuyan, that the beams have lost all hope and they've lost all purpose, meaning to say we should stop expecting them to return. And the Gemara is saying as though that the beams have lost all hope. So we're done with them. Talmud Omar, so therefore the verse states, no, we're not done with them. We're not done with you, beams. Omdim sha'omdin la'olam ulamim. Now, what do we say about these beams that are holding up the Mishkan? That they're standing. They're going to be standing there forever and ever and ever. So this is a difficult idea. What do you mean the beams are going to be standing there forever and ever? That's what Rashi says, that the beams will be standing there forever. But we know that it's not true. We know that the beams that were in the Mishkan were not in the temple. We just quoted that Gemara and Sota, that the beams that were standing there, that the Mishkan was hidden away when the first temple was built. So what do you mean? What does the Gemara mean when it says that these beams that were holding up the Mishkan are going to be standing there forever and ever? So I saw an explanation in one of the footnotes in the Masifta Shas, which they bring down in the name of the Achronim, in the name of the later commentaries. But it's such an incredible interpretation. It says that in the V'yesh Lomar Shalom Asir Lavo Gama Mishkan Yukam Michadash V'yamod Litzad Beis Hamikdash, that when the third temple will be rebuilt, unbelievably, Not only will the third temple be rebuilt, but the Mishkan itself will be rebuilt next to the third temple. The tabernacle will be rebuilt next to the third temple, and so both will be there. And so that is what is going to be standing up for an ever and ever. So we might think these beams, we're done with these beams. They've served their purpose in life. That's not the case. It's not the case. However, Marsha gives a different explanation. That Marsha says, no, it doesn't mean that, it's not that he doesn't accept that, but he says what it means is that you might have thought that these beams will rot. So therefore, the Torah is telling us omdim, that they're going to stand forever, meaning they're never going to rot. And the chiddush is that it's not just, the novelty is it's not just the golden plates, that we know for sure that the gold is going to stand there forever, but also the beams of wood that typically speaking will rot. Nevertheless, these beams will last there forever. And so this is the concept. Every single concept of the Mishkan has an incredible meaning. We might have thought that these beams will be done with. No, we're saying atzei shitim omdim. Either they're going to be that we have to put them up in the normal manner of which they grow, or else they're going to hold up the golden plates, or else the third explanation is omdin la'olam olamim, that these beams will be standing forever and ever. The beams of the Mishkan will never rot, and the Mishkan will be rebuilt. Even when the temple is built, the Mishkan will be standing right next to it.